This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Reuters is reporting that Russian forces appear close to capturing all of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, a Kremlin war goal after abandoning its plan to take Kyiv after encountering Ukrainian resistance. Russian forces are closing in on Severodonetsk and nearby Lysychansk in Luhansk province, two key cities still under Ukrainian control. Reuters reports there are conflicting reports about the extent of the Russian advance. A Ukrainian official denies claims that Severodonetsk is surrounded by Russian troops. While many couples in Ukraine were separated in the earlier days of the war, some Ukrainian couples and families in Kharkiv are finally able to reunite as people return to Ukraine's second largest city. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At Kharkiv train station, husbands and fathers anxiously wait for the first sight of their loved ones as the train approaches. For many, this is a moment they've been dreaming of for 3 months, but everyone worries troops might try to attack the city again. It's still dangerous, but I wanted to come home, says 50-year-old Tatiana, who had sought sanctuary in Slovakia. She's welcomed by her husband Andrei, who had remained in the city. Slovakians, she adds, had welcomed and treated me well, but it's not the same as being home. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, in a phone call Saturday, asked Russia's Vladimir Putin to release the 2,500 Ukrainian fighters who were holed up inside the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol and who were taken prisoner by Russia. You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Europe's frantic search for alternatives to Russian natural gas has dramatically increased the demand and price of Norway's oil and gas. Europe's second biggest natural gas supplier is fending off accusations that it's profiting from the war in Ukraine. And the former top leader of the Proud Boys will remain in jail in the United States while awaiting trial on charges related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A federal judge says Henry Enrique Tarrio poses a danger to the public, and home detention and a ban from using social media won't be enough to mitigate that danger. The former Proud Boys national chairman faces charges he conspired with other members of the far-right extremist group to storm the U.S. Capitol and stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's presidential victory. While Tarrio was not in Washington when the insurrection took place, ordered to stay away after being charged with vandalism at an historic black church in D.C., the indictment alleges he and other Proud Boys used encrypted channels, social media, and other electronic communications in carrying out the attack. Tarrio has been jailed since his arrest on March 8th. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 28 people were killed Saturday in Brazil by heavy rain that for days has lashed the metropolitan region of Recife, capital of northeastern Pernambuco state, authorities said. The most dramatic event occurred in the early morning when 19 people died in a major landslide in the Jardim Monteverde community. The total death toll in the state since the rains began to hit the region Tuesday is now 33. Ruben Östlund's social satire Triangle of Sadness has won the Palme d'Or at the 75th Cannes Film Festival, handing Östlund one of cinema's most prestigious prizes for the second time. Cannes also named Korean star Song Kang-ho best actor for his performance in Japanese director Hirokazu Koreeda's film Broker, about a Korean family seeking a home for an abandoned baby. Best actress went to Zar Amir Ibrahimi for her performance as a journalist in Ali Abbasi's Holy Spider, a true crime thriller about a serial killer targeting sex workers in Iran. And the year's award for best film went to Riley Keough and Gina Gamel for War Pony, a drama about the Pine Ridge Reservation made with Oglala Lakota and Sikangu Lakota citizens. Recapping our top story this hour, Reuters is reporting that Russian forces appear close to capturing all of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine's Donbas region. That was a Kremlin war goal after it abandoned its plan to take Kyiv after encountering resistance from Ukrainians. Marissa Melton, VOA News.